I tell you what, one of the things Mark could do is go on one of these evening walks at the Arizona Botanical Garden, and it will give you an impression of what lighting done right can look like. I can't wait for the organic botanical garden to open in Queen Creek. Now, when did we decide that was opening? In mid-September?
Or October.
Mid-October.
So we'll keep you posted as that date gets closer to, you know, what's happening with that. But, you know, in the desert,
a cool concept.
In the desert, when we're talking night lighting, you know, we've got we had a full moon the other night that lit up everything. It was more than, you know, about as much as you would need for anything. But as you move into the higher country, if you're under a pine canopy in Flagstaff or, you know, somewhere up on the rim, you don't get that natural moonlighting very often that can provide a night lighting. So as you get higher in elevation, night lighting becomes more and more of a standard for your home.
Yes.
And especially when you're not going into a subdivision where you've got street lights and asphalt, you know, you're really going into an area where it's I won't necessarily quite go to necessity, but it's pretty close.
You're right. It does. It changes a lot as you go into those canopied neighborhoods, for sure. I have to admit, my feelings got hurt this week.
Uh-oh.
Are you
going to cry? Come on.
I didn't cry, and I didn't even tear up. And I generally consider I'm thick-skinned. I mean, I grew up with the name Rosie in grade school. You either had to get thick-skinned, develop a great left hook, or learn how to run really, really fast.
You sound like Johnny Cash is a boy named Sue.
Man, I tell you, I relate to that song. So I feel like I have pretty thick skin. But the newspaper ran an article on super cooling.
Okay. Oh, and you didn't get mentioned. Is that it?
They didn't even call me. As a matter of fact, some of the information in the article I pretty vehemently disagree with. I don't know how often I have to say it. I probably say it too much, but the majority of power consumers, and I will tell you, at one time when we introduced this concept with Steve Kep at Advanced Home Systems, APS was saying that about 80% of their customers were on the wrong power plan for themselves. I visited with Jill from APS a couple weeks ago. She says that's gone down to about 50%. Only about 50% of the people are on the wrong plan now. So I think that's great. That's doing that. The greenest thing you can do for the planet is get on the right power consumption plan and move all your power consumption off peak as much as possible. And you don't have to be uncomfortable. You don't have to compromise that unless you're a cheapskate like me. And when it goes over 115, you just have to bite the bullet and go turn your thermostat down about 6:30 in the evening.
Thank you.
But if it's not 115, it's not an issue.
It's really not.
But this summer, I don't need to tell y'all what this summer has been like. It's been a fight. But my feelings were hurt just a little bit that they could run an article like that.
Especially if they got it wrong.
Talk about, is it hard on the equipment? And I will go to my grave telling you supercooling is the easiest thing on the equipment that can be. And I've got major manufacturing representatives from all the major brands of equipment that live right here in Phoenix and Tucson, Arizona, that tell me they do it at their very own houses because it's not hard on the equipment. Stopping and starting is hard on the equipment. Turning on and running when it's cooler outside is not hard on your equipment.
So it was in the paper, you didn't get mentioned, and there's your soapbox.
I'm over it. Let's get on. So we were talking outdoor lighting this hour, security lighting, some of the new features in the lighting. I'll tell you, you were talking about something that you're looking forward to be invented soon. Romy, I'll give you an idea for something that could be invented really soon. Do a low voltage, motion sensor, black light. So that you never, so you can go out on your back patio barefooted and walk around and never be worried about stepping on a scorpion. Move into the back patio and some down focused black lights come on. Any scorpion in the area instantly is a shining beacon. And you can do with that shining beacon whatever you choose. Divert, avoid, translocate, or annihilate.
That probably already exists.
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Would that be a stacking function?
You just put in.
That's a stacking function, buddy.
Think about it.
That's a stacking function.
You could just change your light bulbs in the direction they shine.
We've got to get LED low voltage black light bulbs. Do they? Let's see if we make them.
Let's see. LED.
We may be onto some. I think you should have in your hall and in your bedroom and in your bathroom, if you fight scorpions, you should have a motion detector down light that comes on as you're moving through it that's a black light. It would have kept Jennifer from getting stung.
I still won't get out of bed without my flip-flops.
I know. She keeps them right there beside the bed. It's just the way it is. I was talking to another homeowner. She said, now, if we start this remodel, I was just at her house yesterday. When we start this remodel, are we going to have an incursion of scorpions? I said, well, once we start tearing things up and digging new footings and plumbing lines and all that, there's a chance. She says, that's not good.
Hampton Bay, low voltage black outdoor light integration.
Love it.